The Palestinian death toll from Israel's massive air campaign in the Gaza Strip to have topped 100. This is while rockets fired by Hamas resistance fighters have reached deeper into Israel. And for the first time in the fighting, two have struck from neighboring Lebanon. The UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, during the UN session on Thursday, asked for restraint on both sides, yet did not condemn Israel for continuing its offensive, which has resulted in the death of many women and children. And while the UN Secretary General warned of the risk of a full-blown war in the region, the U.S. President Barack Obama has offered to help broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Stay tuned for this edition of The Debate.
Relatives of a slain Palestinian girl saying farewell to their loved one before laying her to rest. 9-year-old Yasmin Al-Maruf was killed in an Israeli airstrike on Gaza City late on Wednesday.
I want to send a message to the coward enemy. What wrong this innocent child committed for you to deliberately target her? The innocence is evident on her face. This is not the first child that is targeted by the coward enemy and will not be the last one.
Israel's airstrikes have ruined houses and left a large number of casualties since Tuesday.
We're talking about more than 150 houses were totally destroyed. A striking of civilians, most of the killed people and the injuries are from children, women and elders.
Palestinians have condemned the international community's inaction over Israel's deadly attacks on the Gaza Strip. The UN Security Council has only called for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which rules Gaza. But no concrete action has been taken so far.
Actually, these crimes made by the Israelis didn't stop and won't stop because the world community actually has not taken an action till now. There is a very horror silence from the world that they're looking at the bloods, they're looking at the killed people, and they are not taking any actions.
The new wave of violence erupted after the disappearance and dubious deaths of three Israeli teenagers. Tel Aviv accused Hamas of kidnapping and killing the teens without presenting any evidence. 12 Palestinians were killed in Israel's crackdown and raids into the West Bank. A number of Israeli settlers then abducted and burned to death a Palestinian teenager, and the situation deteriorated. Palestinian officials believe that Israel's recent measures are aimed at undermining the newly formed Palestinian Unity government by Hamas and Fatah. Israel has confirmed that preparations are underway for a possible ground attack on the Gaza Strip.
We are using all of our offensive abilities. We continue to attack in the best way. Rocket launching sites, headquarters, operative units, tunnels, weapons, arsenals, infrastructures, and Gaza is sinking into its own disaster.
Gazans say nothing will stop them from resisting against the Israeli aggression. The Gaza Strip has been under a land, sea, and air blockade imposed by Israel since 2007. The blockade has put the majority of the Strip's 1.8 million population under the poverty line, with most people relying on international aid for survival. The Israeli siege has continued as major powers have done nothing to force Tel Aviv to end the blockade and help alleviate the suffering of Gazans.
Joining us in this edition of The Debate is journalist and Middle East expert Hafsa Kara Mustafa, who joins us from London, and we have director of the Middle East Forum, Daniel Pipes, who joins us from Philadelphia. I'd like to welcome both of you. Let me start with you, Daniel Pipes. This war has entered its fourth day. Over 100 Palestinians have been killed. Yesterday, there was a UN session, the UN chief Ban Ki-moon urging restraint on both sides, but placing condemnation equally on both Israel and Hamas. Is this really equal when it comes to a look at the number of casualties and the types of casualties caused by F-16 bombs fired on Palestinians, and that close to half of them are women and children, one to be as young as 1 year old?
Well, actually, factual correction. Ban Ki-moon said the way to stop this is for Hamas to restrain itself. And I would agree with that. And I would say to Hamas, stop sending rockets into Israel, and the Israelis will stop responding. This was Hamas's initiation, and it's up to Hamas to stop it. Portraying misery in Gaza is irrelevant. It was the decision made by the leadership in Gaza to attack Israel starting a month ago and building up and up that has led to the Israeli response. Stop the attack, the Israelis will respond. Two other points. First, it is a little odd to be focusing so much on a handful of deaths when there are 150,000, some 60,000 deaths in Syria. That's where the real tragedy is, not in Gaza. 1,000 times more deaths, if not more. Secondly, the real news here is not that there's fighting between Hamas and Israel, which has taken place in 2006, in 2008, in 2012, and now in 2014. That's pretty routine. What is the real news here is that the Israelis have almost perfected their Iron Dome defensive shield so that the Hamas rockets are ineffectual. Every time one goes into a field, it lands in a field, but every time one goes to an inhabited area, it doesn't kill anybody because it gets smashed up in the air. This is a huge development. This means that the cheap rockets that Hamas has been relying on for all these years are no longer effective and are likely not to be effective into the future.
Well, Hafsa Akar Mustafa, Daniel Pipes mentioned the reasons. Do you agree with that in terms of why Israel is attacking the Gaza Strip in the form and fashion that it is, that has resulted in these deaths?
I'm in utter shock hearing a fellow human being actually describe 100 people, 100 deaths as actually irrelevant is beyond disgusting. I think it actually shows the nature of Israeli policy and its apologists, who are sadly in great numbers in the US administration and in America in general. I think that if we'd seen pictures of entire American families wiped out by bombings and actually calling it irrelevant, the entire planet would be in shock and utterly disgusted. But sadly, it's become a common narrative to hear Israeli apologists, Zionists, actually describe the life of what can only be described today as Untermensch, because that's precisely how the Israelis seem to view the Palestinians, just like the Nazis viewed the Jews of Europe as Untermensch, as human beings whose lives had no value, to actually describe it as irrelevant. But there's an important thing that actually Mr. Pipes said, which is that he acknowledges, funnily enough, that Hamas's rockets have absolutely no effect. So here we have a government that using the most sophisticated weapons against an unarmed population, recognizing that the arms used by Hamas have actually no effect, and still condoning the mass slaughter of a civilian population. Utterly shameful.
Daniel Pipes, do you have a response?
Ms. Kara Mustafa is chirping away about this and that. But my central point, let me get back to it, is that Hamas has brought this on the Gazan population. Hamas is responsible for these horrible deaths, which I agree are horrible, and these people are not Untermenschen. They're full human beings who deserve to live. Hamas is responsible for them.
Thank you.
If Hamas stopped, Israel would stop. Answer that. Answer that. Why doesn't Hamas stop? Why don't you call on Hamas to stop? I call on Hamas to stop.
I will answer
you
that.
You call on Hamas to stop. And then let's see if the Israelis stop
that.
Or not. I guarantee you they will stop.
Go ahead. Hafsa Kara Mustafa, go ahead.
Yes, I will answer that, because when Israel ends its occupation, its illegal occupation of Palestinian land, then maybe there will be no need for any attacks. Because let me tell you this, Mr. Pipes, and you're an academic and you're somebody who's knowledgeable, it is entrenched in international law to actually protect yourself from aggression and actually protect yourself from illegal occupation. So when Israel stops its aggression and its illegal occupation, then maybe it will be possible. The onus will then be put on Hamas to stop. But for the moment, the aggressor, the occupier, is the state of Israel.
Daniel Pipes.
I have news for you, Ms. Kara Mustafa. I have hot news. In 2005, 9 years ago, the Israelis left Gaza completely. There is not a single Israeli citizen left, not a soldier left. Gaza is not occupied by any definition of the term. The Israelis pulled back. There's a wall between them. The Israelis want nothing to do with Gaza. Wake up. This has been 9 years. They don't occupy it.
Okay.
So now that we've established that the Israelis are gone for Gaza, why is Hamas attacking? And why don't you call on Hamas to stop? Just stop. No explanations. Just call on it to stop. I challenge you to call on Hamas to stop the attacks on
Israel.
Let's
get a response from Hafsa Kara Mustafa. Go ahead.
I'm really starting to understand the reason for the word chutzpah, because frankly, that's utter chutzpah what I'm hearing. That Gaza is somewhat independent, it's free, it doesn't have a free airspace. Fishermen can't even go beyond 20 kilometers to fish for food in Gaza. The borders are closed up. They can't actually import or export any goods. They're entirely dependent on Israel and on the goodwill of the Egyptians. And we're being told that the Israelis have somehow left. This is absolutely ridiculous. So why even have debates? Why even have discussions? Why even discuss the two-state solution if there is no occupation? This is utterly scandalous to actually describe Gaza or even the West Bank, for that matter, as somehow not occupied. The reason why Hamas is reacting with very little means, it has to be said, with almost farcical means, is because Palestine, the land of Palestine, Palestinian people, are occupied. They do not enjoy the same things that you and I enjoy, which is to have a free passport, which is to travel freely, which is to circulate easily across our land. When that will happen, that is when Hamas will be called upon to stop whatever it does to defend its population.
Daniel Pipes.
The key element in what you just said is the Israelis have closed their border to Hamas. Well, first of all, they haven't. There's a lot of food, a lot of fuel going there. But what responsibility does Israel have to provide, to provision the Gaza Strip? It has none. It has pulled back. It is not occupying. Are you going to tell me that there is a single Israeli in Gaza today? A single soldier? There is not one. Yeah, Gaza's hemmed in various ways, in part due to the Egyptian boycott of it, but it is not Israel occupying. Israel is not occupying. There was 20 months of no fighting until Hamas decided to shoot rockets at Israel. And sorry, Hamas, they're ineffectual because the Israelis are really clever.